Well, Alexia, time to get our weekend on. And this weekend gives our audience an opportunity to come root for you with the Crossroads City Derby presenting Jocks versus Nerds. Big question is, what side are you on?
I believe I'm going to be a nerd.
You're going to be a nerd?
Yeah.
Are you going to dress up for it?
Probably a lot of people on the team do dress up for it, so there's going to be probably some fun outfits going on for this game.
Okay, so talk to me about what time it starts, where it's at, and what's involved.
So this game will start at 8 p.m. Saturday at the rink behind Mearsheit Recreation Center, and it's going to include food vendors, halftime fun for kids, and a 50-50 charity raffle to benefit the Children's Cancer Fund for New Mexico. And tickets are $7 in advance from any CCD member or at Nessa's Cafe, or $10 at the gate. And kids 12 and under will get in for free with a paying adult.
All right, so for our audience that might have not been to a Crossroads City Derby, what can they expect? Why should they go out to this?
Well, definitely, if you've never been, roller derby is just a really cool sport to watch. It's unique. There's a lot of different rules to it. So we kind of give a short explanation of the game before it starts if you're not familiar with it. But it's definitely entertaining and something to see if you've never been before.
Okay. Let's talk about another weekly event, the City of Las Cruces Parks and Recreation Department movie in the park. I like this movie, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Yeah, this is showing at Young Park at 7 p.m. on Saturday for free. It is a good movie. I've seen it before. So definitely something fun to go out to with the family at the park.
Okay, again, City of Las Cruces Parks and Recreation Department's Movie in the Park program presenting Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 Saturday at 7 p.m. at Young Park. Now, I've been hearing a lot of chatter about this. Monuments to Main Street, the kickoff fiesta.
Yeah, the kickoff fiesta is going to be from 4 to 9 p.m. Saturday. So throughout September, Monuments to Main Street will showcase fun events and tours throughout Doniana County. And this is going to be the event that kicks all of that off. And that's going to be at Klein Park. And the event will feature live music by Fat Soul, Folklorico dancing, stagecoach rides, and arts and farmers market and more.
Okay. And this is free and it starts at 4 o'clock on Saturday. All right. The Wheels and Gear Show. What's this about? New Mexico Farm and Ranch.
This is going to be the first Wheels and Gears show. The museum usually has a Wheels and Gears exhibit that's pretty popular. And so this is the first year that they'll be hosting a show in conjunction with that exhibit. And that's going to be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. And the show will feature cars, trucks, off-road vehicles, and antique tractors. As well as vintage vehicles on display by some of the local car clubs. And there will also be a professional BMX stunt show, and those are going to be at various times throughout the day.
All right, so this is going to be taking place at the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Museum. What part of the museum is this going to be taking place at?
I'm assuming outside of the museum, since they're going to be having a bunch of different cars and vehicles on display. The exhibit will be inside the main building, and that will include a variety of vehicles, carts, wagons, and buggies from different eras, as well as a New Mexico license plate collection.
Okay, there's going to be food vendors and, of course, the museum's regular offerings. Admission is $5 a carload, so that seems like a good deal.
Yeah, pretty affordable for the whole family.
Okay. All right, now this taste for your impulse, this came up a couple of weeks ago, and it comes up pretty frequently around people, around my office, when they want to go out to eat lunch. They always want a salad.
Really?
And I'm not much of a salad kind of guy when it comes to lunch, so this caught my attention. New and upgraded salads at Dion's.
Yeah, Dion's in Las Cruces recently added a new salad to its menu, the Southwest Chicken Salad. And it also made some small upgrades to some of their other salads. They added bacon to the chef and turkey salads. And they reintroduced their circle croutons, which are pretty popular.
Okay, so what's the salad they're featuring?
So the Southwest Chicken Salad is made with fresh greens, chicken, black beans, roasted corn, cheddar, tomatoes, avocado, crunchy wontons, and it's served with a green chili ranch dressing. So it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's got my mouth watering. Maybe I will change my mind and start eating salads for lunch. Okay, Alexia, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, go out and enjoy your weekend.